Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch, when's the last time you gave a foot rub?
Never.
And James Strebel.
Never.
Really? I'm a man.
Well, pardon me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, wow. You know who this is? This music, this beat? You have any idea, Strebel?
I do not.
Well, this is the number one Kentucky dad.
Number one Kentucky dad?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, Drake.
Yeah.
Oh, Drake there for a second. I'm like,
well, not anymore, yeah, but not back anymore. When Kentucky had those good teams.
Yeah, he disappeared from Lexington.
Of course he did. Yeah, of course he did.
Did you all see that Kim Kardashian did not wish Kanye West a happy Father's Day?
Really? Oh. I did not see that.
Oh, I did not? No. I just, actually, this is embarrassing, but I did read an article about Kim Kardashian.
Really?
Over the weekend, yes, about how she tried to apologize to Chris Humphries, and he won't accept her apology.
Nor should he.
Yes, and yeah, so, and she said she and Kanye are still friends, so this, I'm surprised that she didn't wish him a happy Father's Day.
Do you remember Chris Humphries? What a great question.
Man.
Put that up at ESPN 680. And Mitch, you'll have to search how you spell his name.
It's K-R-I-S.
It is K. It's Chris with a K.
That's what I thought, too. But I don't know if it's Humphrey or Humphries.
It's like Humphries.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Chris Humphries. But I saw that. I don't know why I clicked on it. But I did.
Because you have nothing to do.
I had nothing. It was like a Friday, and I was like, huh, I remember Chris Humphries. I forgot he married Kim Kardashian. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah, 72 days, I believe, was the length of their relationship.
Would you have done that?
What's that? Marry Kim Kardashian for 72 days?
Yeah, like to be in the Kardashian group.
No, I want to stay away from that.
Really?
Look at your guy Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
look at your guy Devin Booker.
Well, yeah. That's a good point. He's the only one that seems to have like risen above the curse. Because Lamar Odom, you saw some bad stuff happen with Lamar Odom. You got Ben Simmons. You had some other things. Kanye kind of went a little loopy.
No, not a little bit.
Well, yeah, a lot
full,
of loopy.
Full loopy.
Yeah, full loopy. So it seems like Devin Booker, he's so good, the Kardashian curse doesn't even affect him. Damn right.
You just cursed him. Speaking of, we will have Clippers and Suns tomorrow night, 8:30, right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We have a game tomorrow night. Do we have a game tonight? I think we do. Do we? I can't remember. At least we have one tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. We are locked and loaded with the NBA playoffs. We have College World Series tonight. Can you name anyone in the College World Series right now?
Kumar Rocker.
Well, I was going to go with team.
Vanderbilt. It's Vanderbilt, Arizona, Stanford, and
you're missing a big one.
NC State, Virginia.
Yeah. That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Laughlin fake fan.
I named like four of them.
You want something on lock? He does this little draft, you know, U.S. Open draft for every major.
Oh yeah,
he does these. He's losing bets all.
His team was horrible, wasn't it?
In fact, I need to get on Venmo. Usually after a tournament, it just says Lachlan McClain paid some random guy $10. Lachlan McClain's paid some random guy $20. It's like $5, $10, $20. It's just like a bunch of them. Just all these L's that he took over the weekend. He was dead last late on Sunday, Mitch.
Ooh.
I don't know how it ended, but he was dead last.
Usher had
and this is like the one tournament he didn't pick Rory, and Rory actually played well.
I DM'd Brian the intern. Hash puts it on BTI.
Yeah.
I go, how did our guy do? How did our guy do?
Yeah.
And he goes, DFL.
For those of you out there.
Oh, goodness. I had a buddy just text me this, and I want to get to this, but I don't know how to navigate it. Is Booker the greatest example of Calipari mismanagement?
It's such a lazy take.
It is
so lazy.
It is, but I don't know how to get into it. Do you want to explode on it right now?
I mean,
save that for the mixtape.
I mean, I can, but it's so lazy because, look, he's an NBA superstar. I mean, I think that's bona fide. That's what he's become. He's great. He's fantastic. In that Final Four game, he couldn't guard Sam Deckard worth a
bleat.
Decker. He couldn't guard Sam Decker worth a bleat. He was scoring on him outside, inside. He was doing everything he could. Devin Booker couldn't guard him. And offensively, he wasn't doing anything either. He gave Kentucky absolutely nothing in that Final Four game. Let me repeat that. Absolutely nothing. Now, if you want to make the case that Tyler Ulis should have been playing more than Andrew Harrison, I'm here for that debate because he was actually good in that game. Tyler Ulis was very good. The ball should have been in his hands. But this take about Devin Booker is BS. It's revisionist history. He stunk in that game. And honestly, he wasn't very good pretty much since like February of that season. His trailing dropped precipitously in that
season.
Oh, why
did you go for that difficult word?
Because I was trying to sound smart.
I know. I think you butchered that word.
I did butcher that word.
I mean, it wasn't a full, like, F.
Yeah.
But it was like,
it was like a C minus.
It was like a C minus.
It was like a C minus.
It really was.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with that. But that argument, because I saw, I'm not going to name the Twitter, like, imagine having this guy on the bench in the Final Four. Well, imagine playing Q Snyder over Donnie at point guard for 2 years.
Here we
imagine
go.
Imagine that.
He's right.
Here we
imagine
go. No.
Strieble's right.
I love the Louisville fans pivot when Devin Booker has a shiny moment and Donnie doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie, I love the pivot.
And then, oh, imagine having him on the bench in the Final Four. Imagine Q bleeping Snyder playing point guard when you have Donovan Mitchell. And then Rick, Donnie needs to come back and play point guard for him. It's like, Rick, why didn't you play him his freshman and his sophomore year?
He came back in one tournament game, Jacksonville State, I think.
Yeah, that was it. So I don't want to hear Louisville fans. I don't want, you know, their takes on Devin Booker mean less than nothing to me. Less than nothing.
I agree with everything Strieble's saying right now.
I don't want to hear them at all about Devin Booker.
Well, here's what I don't understand. How the Louisville fan who just watched Donovan Mitchell become the superstar that he is.
He's not a superstar.
How they can say it.
Yeah.
That's what's so stunning to me.
Yeah, Cal misused Devin Booker, but Rapetino, he did Donovan Mitchell well. He really utilized Donovan Mitchell's talent.
The whole narrative around Donovan
Mitchell.
The whole narrative around Donovan Mitchell was that you had no idea he was this good.
Yeah. That was either, Donnie's that good. He didn't showcase that at Louisville. Blame Rick. Y'all want to blame Cal for Devin Booker? Blame Rick for Donovan Mitchell. Let me hear that. Let me hear you all come out and blame Rick Pitino for Donovan Mitchell the way you blame John Calipari for Devin Booker. And actually, John Calipari had a reason to sit his ass because he wasn't doing anything in that game. Nothing.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Laziness. Just pure laziness.
It is. I would totally agree with you on that one.
Now I'll battle for Ulis. I get that one. Devin Booker, nah.
Devin Booker, like, I'm trying to remember, I was talking with Issel and Pratt, and I think they said it today. The amount of off the dribble shots that Devin Booker now makes.
Didn't do it at Kentucky.
I think he couldn't do any of that at Kentucky.
Nope.
And what always killed me, by the way, there was a guy just blowing out vape, Mitch, right in the stands.
That guy
had to be Russian.
I don't think
that was vape. I think that guy was just smoking in the stadium. There's
probably
a Russian smoking in the – get blank.
I love this.
There's a Russian just smoking in the stadium right now.
I want to root for their team
Here's the thing that I don't understand. I don't think Kentucky fans have taken it rather poorly, that loss. Kentucky fans, at least for the most part.
It's a failure.
I remember being there, people weeping in attendance. I remember being there. John Calipari is on my left. Oh, I'm in the end zone, if you will, behind, I want to say, the Wisconsin kids. And I'm looking at Cal, look at Kenny Payne and Orlando Antigua, arms wide open like Creed and Scott Stapp.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Can you name a second member of Creed?
No.
Put that up at ESPN 680, Bet Rivers Twitter poll, Mitch.
That's a great question.
And Wikipedia that, and I want to name because I don't know any of them
other than
Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
But Cal's going, what the bleep are we going to do? And when people say, well, Aaron Harrison, through multiple postseasons, carried that team late.
Yep.
So, and those guys were much different players, okay? Booker was faster, but he was much, much smaller and much younger. You have to remember, Devin Booker came in, and I don't think he was 18 the entire season.
No, and it was a shock that he was as good as he was because he was like in the like the 40 range.
Well, he was recruited. I can't remember who he was recruited by.
Was it Slice?
Well, no, he was recruited by like Missouri.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was. Okay, I thought
like
you meant like.
You remember?
The, yeah, it was. It wasn't like Missouri was number two. I think Missouri was like number two, like followed behind Kentucky. But no, Devin Booker wasn't like this.
He was number 22 in the country. He was offered by Beeline. Remember, he was committed to Izzo.
Yeah.
I mean, Alabama was on that list, and that was probably what, like Avery Johnson?
Yeah, at that time, that was Avery Johnson.
I don't know. In Missouri and Frank Haith. I mean, Frank Haith, it was a big deal where they wanted him to go to Frank, you know, with Frank Haith.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not making it. The excuse for Cal and Kentucky is not coming for me on that. They choked in that game.
100%.
They had a chance to have the perfect season, and they gagged it away. There is no doubt about it. They had more talent. They had more NBA talent.
Yep.
Cal lost with more talent, okay? And he had guys on the bench who were studs that for and did he cater to the Harrisons? I know that for a couple years that's what we talked about around here, was Calipari catering to the Harrisons. There's no, listen,
yeah.
I'm throwing all of that out there. What I'm saying is I don't know anyone who's logical that thinks that Devin Booker was the reason that team went 38-1. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I mean the 38 and I mean the one.
Both.
I mean both of them. And specifically with what you're saying, about that particular game, you're right on. Now, if we go through his entire season, Devin Booker, I mean, he did, I would say.
He had a stretch where he was like on fire.
He peaked, if you will, in, oh, I don't know, he was fine early in the season, may have peaked early February.
It's like January, February.
Yeah, I mean, he was a 10 points a game guy.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he left, he becomes a lottery pick, and what kills me, and this is what I always battle lock on, Russia almost scored, Mitch. They almost scored.
Let's go, comrades.
What always killed me was, especially then, oh, Mitch, you're going to win. Oh, no.
Oh, there you go. Denmark with that Yuri.
Denmark's up 2-0. I mean, the Russian goalkeeper.
What the hell was that?
I mean, that guy's going to get,
man,
he's going to get
done.
Killed.
He's in the gulag.
No, he's going to get murdered.
Yeah. That's
like I'm that Putin, guy's done.
Putin just, he just looked
Mitch,
at.
Mitch, give me the name of the goalkeeper for the Russians.
Do you want the like, other guys in Creed?
Yes.
Mark Tremonti.
Okay.
Brian Marshall and Scott Phillips.
Now, is Mark, isn't Mark the guitar player? I should have known that.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
I probably could have gotten Scott Phillips just smashing two names together. Just like a random guess, like Scott Phillips.
I was going to say, is that the new ACC commissioner? It's actually Jim Phillips. I don't know. No, there's a Russian.
Oh.
He kicked the ball literally almost in his own net. That guy's dead.
He just fell over.
Mitch, give me the left winger there. I need to find out who he is because he's dead.
Yeah.
The last thing he's going to do is smell the vodka on Vladimir Putin's breath.
I mean, Putin just looked at one of his, you know, goons and just gave him the nod.
It's
and
done.
It was done.
It's
over.
Done.
A poor gentleman. I just... it's a sad situation in Russia. It's a sad situation.
Here's the thing that always killed me. The fact, and Locke used to always do this.
Yeah.
That a majority of these guys in college are going to play their best basketball in college.
Yeah.
Is the dumbest thing. It's just, I mean, do you know more now, Strebel, as someone who's nearly 40 or someone who is 18? Going back, am I doing a better show now than I was back in college radio? Like, who the hell peaks that early?
Right.
Like, I don't know anyone. It's the guy
Kyle
that.
Guy.
Yes, no, and that's the answer.
Yeah,
that
Kyle
was
guy.
Always the answer from Locke. I'm like, this is what he's used to.
Yeah.
He's used to guys leaving, and that's it.
And
they become investment bankers, and that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Right.
They have peaked basketball-wise. And so, I mean, listen, I think, like, Tyler Ulis peaked at Kentucky.
He did.
A little bit.
And
sometimes it's NBA or non-NBA, right? Like, I think
sure.
It can be that simple. But Devin Booker was seen as a project that had a massive upside.
Oh, they thought
and
three
from 2015
years.
To 2016, he grew his game. All right, his field goal percentage from 42 to 49, his points from 13 to 26, his three-point field goal percentage has been 34. It's got as high as 38%, 39%. His game off the bounce. He was a catch-and-shoot guy.
He's a spot-up shooter,
for the most part at Kentucky. Listen, I want to go back. I'm not taking Kentucky off the hook. 38-1, they embarrassed themselves at the end. Yep. They had more talent. We can go through all of that is right. Should Ulis have played more? Would that have been the move? Catering to the Harrisons at time, like I'm with the Louisville fan that's mocking that. What kills me about it is all they have to do is look at Donovan Mitchell to realize that they're in the same position,
same damn boat. And Donovan Mitchell won less games in the tournament than Devin Booker. At least Devin Booker made it to a damn Final Four. Donovan Mitchell made it out of the first one time, once. One time, you can count on one hand. And another thing, too, Andy, I mean, Kentucky fans couldn't have imagined Devin Booker getting a triple-double when he was at Kentucky, like he did last night. He got a triple. He didn't.
Of course, he's.
He wasn't. He didn't rebound.
He's
didn't.
Changed over 6 years the way that Donovan Mitchell has changed
exactly.
Over. How many years has he been in the NBA?
That's.
I mean, this was a guy that was seven points a game.
Yeah.
And literally, like, 5 years later, the guy's 35 points a game and just doing dudes in the NBA.
And this is
just
what
happens. Crushing dudes. They're calling him the next Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. This is what
no,
happens.
No, that's Kobe.
Well, no, that's Booker.
That's Booker. He's the next coach. This is what happens
when... Denmark scored again. Oh, they almost did.
This is what happens when you take guys that have talent like Booker and Mitchell and you say, you know what, just play basketball. Don't worry about going to class. Don't worry about doing this. Don't worry about doing that. Just play basketball. And their games grow, and that's what we're looking at right now.
Can you imagine if my timeline, if Donovan Mitchell did what Devin Booker did this weekend?
Oh, people would be ready to go.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be put up for public execution.
You'd have to delete Twitter. You'd have to delete it off your phone. And
I probably
look at
it
for a while. Well, just for not forever. Just for a few days. Just take a breather. Let all the mentions and everything accumulate, and then you come back and you're good to go.
I'm gonna say something that's probably it's gonna anger Dan Issel and Phil Baker.
Okay, boy, that's an odd combination.
No, this weekend made me realize. I want Louisville to get an NBA team because all of the casual NBA fans in my mentions that don't know a damn thing about the NBA and only watch Donnie when he's in the playoffs, they won't show up to games. Like, there'll be 50% attendance for a Louisville NBA franchise. I mean, just the amount of casual fans that were attacking me on Twitter was just ridiculous.
You won this weekend.
No,
you
I did. Did.
You won.
I did.
You won this weekend.
Listen,
they just need to give in and bend the knee.
I make it so simple for these people or teams to earn my respect, and they just cannot do it. Indiana football, go win a bowl game against a crap Ole Miss team. You can't do it. Kentucky football, beat Missouri after beating Tennessee.
You can't
do it. Louisville women's basketball, make it to the Final Four. You can't do it. Donnie, continue playing like you're playing and win the damn game and go to a Western Conference Finals to cement your legacy.
When Leonard's
you
out.
Can't do it.
Yeah, no Kawhi Leonard. Instead, you got Terrence Mann scoring 39.
Jesus.
All on Donnie.
Texas says Sweeney loves doing dudes. He was doing dudes.
Yeah, he was. There were games where he took over.
Texas says Donnie put up 39-9-9, Mitch. What else do you want?
How about win the game?
You were up 25 at halftime.
Without Kawhi. You lost to, who is it,
Terrence Mann.
And
playoff P.
Did you drink on Friday, Mitch, when all this was going on?
Yeah,
you're
I was
not
drinking.
A huge drinker.
Yeah, I was drinking. I had a few Coors Light.
There you go.
It's a few.
How many did you have yesterday, Cerebral?
Did
you get the 20 mark?
I didn't. This is why. I had a few with the old man. He even visited dad at the,
nice.
You know, for Father's Day.
Did you take him over any bourbon?
He had some.
Okay.
And so okay. I asked.
Okay.
But I really kind of did my Father's Day party Saturday night.
Okay.
I drank like half a fifth of Four Roses small batch.
Nice.
It was good.
Your wife have to walk you to you home?
She was at work.
She Oh yeah, that's yeah, right. You had the great Friday night.
Yeah, she's at
our
work.
Saturday night. Oh, look at you.
Saturday
so your best Saturday so your best so you so your best part of Father's Day was your wife working and you drinking bourbon heavily by yourself.
No, that wasn't the best part. I got some nice gifts.
What'd you get?
I've been needing a pair of these for a long time. New pair of AirPods.
Nice.
I was very happy with that.
Nice.
Actual Apple ones, not knockoff like I usually buy.
Okay.
She got me the Apple ones.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah, I got a specialty cake from a cool cake shop, so I got that.
Nice.
And I got a hair trimmer.
Oh, so you did get a manscaper.
Yes, I did. I got a manscaper.
Did you get the manscape?
No, I didn't get. No, I forgot the brand that I got, but I got. Yes, I did. So, yeah.
We can tease this till after the break, but I also got Strebel a Father's Day present.
You did.
You did.
Yeah, do you want to tease it for after the break? Present him.
Yeah.
I got him one too, Mitch, but I got to go to my car and see if I can find it.
No, y'all didn't give me anything.
You're a father.
Yeah. I know, but
we're not fathers. We're nothing.
No, yesterday, yes, you are. You're a dog dad.
Yesterday,
you both are dog
yesterday
dads.
We just sat and watched everyone just, father's this, father's that. And me and Mitch were just. We're just here. We're just we're worthless. We're the most
worthless
people.
No.
We are absolutely worthless.
No, that's terrible. No,
it is terrible.
No,
it is.
You're not worthless.
It's very sad.
I don't like hearing that. No, I don't like all. I don't like that negativity.
Texas says Mitch has turned into Skip Bayless. Listen, man, he was right on this one.
He was.
He called his shot, bro. I don't know what
the
to do.
The cherry on the top was the Shannon Sharp tweet.
Was the what?
The Shannon Sharp tweet.
That one was great.
That one, I mean, I woke up to that, and I no need for the Hightower Men's Clinic when I woke up to that Shannon Sharp tweet.
Who disappeared the most? Was it the state of Louisville? Who disappeared, in your opinion?
Probably the state of Louisville. I mean, I was texting with Ennis back and forth. Ennis came out all snarky, and of course, he didn't want any of the heat back when the Clippers came back.
Oh, yeah. Ennis came at you on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mitch is wrong. Donnie's doing you all this or whatever.
He's throwing all the blame on Rudy Gobert. He has he has frying pans for hands.
Right. Yeah. Biscuit disappeared, too.
Now, Mitch, we have the Russians here have a penalty kick.
Uh-oh.
Yes, this can make it 2-1. This is a big moment here in the match.
Look at that handsome goalkeeper. I mean, these Danish players, man.
They're all very blonde.
They are. Blonde. Look at them.
Well, even built.
Built. Jacked.
Sculpted.
Tattooed.
Texas says Lukaku is a beast.
Huh?
That must be one of the soccer. That's one of the soccer players.
It's
not a Russian.
It's not
Russian.
No.
No.
Was it Lukaku?
Lukaku.
Lukaku. That's a fun name to say.
I hope I'm not being
like
got
that.
There. Lukaku.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitch did have a great weekend. Then the TBT happened.
He watched that today.
Oh yeah.
The entire.
The Russians have scored.
Oh.
That he is. The great Bankin Baker puts it off his right boot.
That was the guy.
That was a terrible shot.
That guy's smoking.
All the guy had to do was stand there. He would have saved it.
It was dead on in the middle. I can't even pronounce that name. I don't even want to
try. It's a silent D.
Yeah.
Silent D.
Yeah. Apparently, Russian's one of the hardest languages in the world to learn.
Really?
Yes. Russian. It's like Russian, English. And then Mandarin Chinese.
Really?
Like
we're number two.
We're in the top. Yeah.
Wow. Because
we have so many, like the word cool has multiple
could mean
meanings.
Many things.
Exactly. It's
could
very
be cigarettes.
Confusing. It could be cigarettes.
Yeah.
It could be it's cold in
all
here.
All the Russians have a shot.
Offsides,
Mitch. Listen. I need this second goal.
Man.
I need it. I need Mitch to just trash the studio back there.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
Broken
TV. I hate to do it. You and Hatfield taking a 5-unit loss.
Don't leave him out.
Oh yeah, I got something for Ince.
Oh, do you?
Ince might be down like $2,000. He hasn't won a bet, as Bobby V would say, since the French and Indian War. You understand? He was down 12 units, and he kept chasing.
No.
He's down. That's all I know. Ince. That's all I know is that the guys are taking a bath on this Euro Cup soccer, which makes me happy.
It does.
This is what you get for betting Danish soccer that you don't know a damn thing about.
Well,
you get a loss.
But they'll claim they know everything about it. See, that's the problem, is they claim they're experts on it, and then when they lose, it's, well, you know, I mean, this
I don't claim to know anything. I'm not the one who researches the referees and how many cards they give out per match.
No, I'm not talking about you, Mitch. Yeah, I know that's not you.
How about that?
Yeah, better things.
Let's take a break. 437-9680 on the other end. What did I want to get to here? We have our announcement at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I want to get to one thing that I missed over the weekend, not talking with you knuckleheads. And where did Mitch go over the
Saturday,
weekend?
Saturday
where
afternoon.
Where did Mitch go over the weekend? We have Father's Day gifts. We got you another, 90 minutes here on ESPN 680. All right, guys, I need to tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling. As always, you can find them online right now at 812-283-7221 or bjheatcool.com. It is hot out, very hot out. And if you want to cool down, although it wasn't terrible this weekend, which was good. It was still very warm.
Evenings were great.
Yeah, if you have that room that's difficult to cool down in the summer months that we're in or later on in the fall and winter, you want to heat that room up. It's difficult. Trust who we trust. Those Bryant mini splits are quiet and efficient. You toss one of those on the wall, you're not reworking your entire duct system and everything else. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've been around since 1984. They've been in my home. They've been in Strebel's home. They're on call 24/7, 365. Whatever it may be for your business or your home, they got you covered. Again, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Are you mad tonight? Tell me you're not mad.
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm frustrated.
And James Strebel.
If this is what we're going to get, just send a damn assistant out to answer questions. Because I am done with John Calipari's I want to cuss so bad.
Well, don't do
that. I've not been this.
I can dump it if you want.
I've not been this angry all season.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
ESPN Lobo, your home for Lou City FC, back in action on Saturday, hosting the Indy 11, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. May try to make it down to that one. I haven't been able to go to the last couple matches or so.
There you go.
So I hope to do that while the Strebles hang out.
I'll be in Jasper.
Jasper, Indiana.
Really? Is where I'm going to be.
More baseball. I mean, it never ends.
Yeah, it's going to end here pretty soon.
I mean, yeah, then you're going to go back to school. Then you got school baseball. I mean, it never ends. Are your kids worn out?
No,
they love it. They don't get to be kids.
Oh, they love it.
It just makes me sad.
It.
I mean, let them live their lives. They're going to end up like the Williams sisters or something.
This is what they want to do.
All right.
They love it. Absolutely love it. They were so excited for All-Star Week last week. They're ready to go. They love it.
Are they only into it because they're good at it? If they weren't in All-Stars,
I'll say this. I'll say this about Kellen. Kellen has put in a lot of work to be as good as he is.
He's
naturally good.
Wow,
Kellen's
look
really
at that.
Worked at it, and he put himself in the All-Star game last year and this year. So I'm proud of.
Well, no wonder you see yourself in Kellen, a hard worker.
Yeah,
didn't have all the physical attributes, but you made it all the way to Campbellsville.
I did make it all.
You
way
made
to
it all the way
to the big time. Yeah. And that's, he's on that trajectory.
Mitch, your boy here, this Russian.
Another one.
Denmark just scored. Mitch, this Russian guy, he had like 19 saves in a row.
That was an absolutely screaming goal.
It was the Blankenbaker.
They're going nuts.
They are.
Good for Denmark.
Yeah, soccer fans rarely get excited over a goal, man.
Oh, yeah.
Usually they sit on their hands.
We're not down as bad as we were to begin the day with.
Well, there you go.
There you go, Mitch.
Ants is mad at us. He says he's not in the mood to talk about gambling.
Yeah.
It's coming from a reliable source.
That makes me happy.
He should be happy now. I'm sure he's got a ton on this. A ton. There we go, Denmark. They, actually, I forgot I have Denmark in my soccer pool.
Did you really?
Jeff Greer. I've got Denmark.
There you
go.
You have a chance.
There, I've got a chance now. If they win this game, I've got a chance of them advancing out of the group. Correct? Correct. There we go.
Texas says Belgium is on ESPN2 right now. That's what the Lukaku text was about. Okay, well, there we go.
Okay.
We do not know. Mitch, tell the people where you went this weekend.
Okay, you give streamable hit my Thursday gift to?
Yeah, yeah. You want me to do that first?
I can explain it as you're giving it to him.
Okay.
So I have a buddy who lives in Lexington who's about to have a kid.
Well, let's get his reaction. You ready for this?
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Mitch.
Look,
I love
that.
This. I needed a little water bottle. How about that, Mitch? I appreciate
that. Well, tell the people what
it is. It's a KS Bar water bottle, a really nice metal one.
So,
you know, I have something I can take to the fields now and hide my alcohol.
There you go.
Thanks, Mitch.
You better use it.
I am going to use this. This is awesome. Yeah, I love it.
So you are going to take that in public then?
Hell yeah, I'm going to take this in public.
Wow, you're unbelievable.
So I went to go hang out with my buddy in Lexington because he's going to be out of commission for like 7 months with this new kid.
I was like,
my only request is, we played a round of golf. I was like, my only request is we go eat at KS Bar afterwards. So that's what we did. We went to KSR Bar.
So he wanted to play golf, and your only request was afterwards we go to KS Bar.
Yes.
I love that.
I do, too.
When he because early Saturday, when we were talking Donnie and all kinds of stuff, Mitch is like, I have a surprise for you all.
Denmark
another
scored
one.
Again.
Boy.
Okay, I think I'm safe.
Oh, my God. Watch a moment. 4-1. 4-1. When at one moment it looked like the Russians had all the momentum. Denmark, what a powerhouse.
That's great. But Mitch texts us. He's like, I have a surprise for you all later today.
Yeah.
And so I was like, then about, what, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, we just get a picture of inside KS Bar. And my heart just leapt out of my chest. I was so excited.
Well,
was so
I was going to get you a T-shirt, but they only had smalls, and I'm so mad that they only had smalls. And then I was driving home back to Louisville. I was like, man, I should have gotten Kellen a T-shirt. I should have gotten you a water bottle and Kellen a T-shirt.
Thank you, Mitch. I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
I love
small,
my water
bottle. I mean, Kellen can't wear a small.
An adult small, he can.
You think he can?
That's his Lynn Bowden shirt's an adult small.
I mean, I was about to say, besides a kid, like, there's no member of BBN who can wear a small.
No. I'm trying to think.
You mean like a bear noise?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think you're right.
That's a tiny man size.
Yeah, it
a
is.
A small.
Yeah, there's
no
way.
No man wears a small.
No, I've not worn a small since
You've
I was
never,
maybe 7 years
no, that's
old.
That's what I'm saying. Kellen's nine, and soon he's not going to be able to wear a small.
Next year, he
so,
won't be able to.
The guy I was eating with asked a very good question while we're enjoying some beers and wings. He asked us when we were going to open the UofL Sheriff's Saloon.
I would love to do that.
That's a great question. I think that we should get some momentum behind that, the UofL Sheriff Saloon. I like that.
I do like that.
We'll be on the UofL Sheriff Saloon menu.
Oh, man.
Oh, we need the text line, 437-9680. It's a great question.
That's a good
question. I don't know. So how was the experience there? Go ahead and tell us. Give us a review.
Yeah.
So I wore my ESPN Louisville polo there. I didn't get any. I got a couple looks.
But not many side eyes.
Right. Our waitress was wearing a Drew Franklin jersey. I thought that was funny.
Again, this is someone that, Struble, you think you're better looking. I mean,
that's fine.
Has any woman worn your jersey?
And the waitress, I don't mind saying it, the waitress was very attractive.
Right.
Okay.
Wearing a Drew Franklin jersey.
Right.
J.D. Shelburne was playing in the bathrooms when I went to go take a whiz.
Of course he was.
And, yeah, like, families would just come in. There's a lot of, like, Little League teams there. And they're, like, taking pictures in front of, like, the stage or whatever. I guess they do their radio show. So it was, like, it was an experience.
Can you tell the people what you were tempted to do but you didn't do?
Yeah, I was tempted to go throwing L's down. But I know that picture would circulate the internet, and that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah. I understand why you didn't do it. Like part of me is like, I should call Mitch. I'm like, I get why you didn't do it. Louisville Twitter dislikes you enough anyway. That would have put it over the top.
The only thing I could think about while being there is how badly I wanted you to be there, Strieble.
I'm gonna go this summer.
I mean, you would love it.
I know. I can't wait.
You're not. You know what? I don't think you are.
I am gonna go.
I don't think you are.
When we get a weekend off, I'm going to take Kellen. We're going to go a little father-son trip. And I'm excited about it. I can't wait. Do you see any celebs, any stars? You see Vince Mero, Mark Stoops having a bourbon? Do you see any stars? I guess not.
My buddy did tell me he's ran into Laura Rutledge a few times there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Strieble, ran into Laura Rutledge, you would not be able to formulate a sentence.
No.
Like, you wouldn't, poor Kellen would see you melt.
Yeah. He
just right in front of, he would look at you differently after that.
Yeah, he would.
He really would.
He would actually be embarrassed. I mean,
he would be embarrassed.
He's told me that before, and, you know. So.
I came face-to-face with Laura Rutledge on that Champions Classic in Indianapolis, where Kentucky got smashed by Duke.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And I had better seats than Tim Sullivan, and all of it was funny.
Yeah.
And I ran into Laura Rutledge, and I ran. And yeah. I ran away.
That would probably what I would do,
I ran away.
I'd go, oh, and I'd just turn.
That's exactly what I did. I ran.
He sprinted.
I sprinted out of there.
Did you have your backpack on?
You're damn right I did. It's cold.
Like a Marine just training with his backpack.
Crumbs cake.
Oh, I like that. The Mark Ennis Eggs Benedict. It's a breakfast.
Russian standard vodka. The Nick Kern plain salad.
That's a good one.
It's just lettuce and ranch.
No ranch.
No just ranch.
Lettuce.
Just
light
lettuce.
Ranch. Light ranch.
Yeah. It's a drizzle of it, too. Not a whole lot.
Nick Kern was talking about going to Hooters.
Yeah, it was in the open.
Yeah, it was in the open, and I was thinking, does he, tell his wife, oh, honey, I didn't want to go, but those SOBs with the Bats traveling team.
They made me.
It's the only place we could go.
Everything else was closed.
Which, by the way, where he's at out in, Iowa, that very well could be the case.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
It was in Omaha, and he said it was, one of the few places that was open late. And so he closed down to Hooters, him and the rest of the Bats organization.
Our buddy John Sanderson, who is still deleted from the text line. I can't find his number anywhere.
Oh, wow.
Whatever Diener and the process did to erase him from memory, they did a good job.
Yeah.
He says the sensible salad.
Scott Satterfield sensible salad. That's good. Get John a T-shirt. That's good.
Texas says, notice how Strieble's going to take Kellen to the KS bar, but not Wyatt. Second in line yet again.
He's a Louisville fan. He and Ellie chose their team.
And now they have to live with it.
And they've got to live with it.
Yeah.
So when Kellen and I go to KSR bar.
But you're not going to take them? Poor Wyatt?
He wouldn't like it. He would. He'd throw L's up.
Would he?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to throw an L's down and take a picture?
Oh, yes, of course.
Strieble, man.
And I'm going to put it all over social media.
Oh,
it's exactly
man.
What we're going to do.
That's embarrassing.
But Wyatt and Ellie would throw L's up at the KSR bar, and there'd be awkward conversations. I don't want to deal with that.
Texas says, KSR bar Mitch is a double agent. I always knew it. He went to school in McCracken County. Deep, staunch BBN country.
That was just
Mitch
my
regrets it.
No, I don't.
You absolutely
you
regret not sticking with Kentucky.
Oh, that, yeah. No, yeah. I have no regrets going to KS bar, which I learned is KS bar, not KSR bar.
Yes, it's KS bar, yes. But
I had no idea.
Regrets. You do have regrets for switching now.
Not really.
Okay, all right.
Some of the people sitting at the bar there were, it's just unbelievably stereotypical. Unreal it's real.
Yo, exactly.
That's why I wanted to go so bad.
It's so unreal that it's real.
Did you have to wait? How long did you have to wait for a table?
Not very long. We went there 4 o'clock, so it was
okay.
Yeah.
Texas says the unseasoned lock chicken.
It's a plain chicken breast. Nothing on it.
I mean, he was told, apparently they have, chips, all the way to the ceiling, and it's, a thing because Katina Powell said the,
Wait.
What? What?
They got chips? What did you say? You took Strieble by storm there. What did you say?
It's some sort of appetizer all the way to the ceiling. It's because Katina Powell said,
That's funny. I don't care. That's funny. There's a family from Boone County.
That's hilarious.
But they all know. Yeah. There's a 6-year-old. Daddy, pop. That's because of Katina and them whores.
They were. I want these chips to the ceiling.
What are they? Is it just chips and cheese, like a queso?
I think so, yeah.
I got to order those.
Because I was like, what the hell is this? Is it like really like all the way to the ceiling? He goes, no, it's because of the Katina Powell thing. I go, oh.
Did the waitress know, or did you have to ask somebody? Did the that poor waitress who was wearing a Drew Franklin jersey, which has to be emasculating.
Me,
that has to be. I'm sorry.
Me asking. You got
a Shemu Evans jersey,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Give her something else.
You got to understand what I went through asking for a T-shirt. I felt like this the most complete.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I was like,
no, I know.
She
exactly,
looked at me
yeah.
so confused. I was like, it's for someone else. Like, I just like, do you have any like two X's?
So
and she's like, I'll go and ask. She came back. She's like, we only have smalls. I was like, okay, do you have anything else? She's like, well, we got water bottles and visors. I was like, I'll just take a water bottle.
And Matt just gets richer.
He does.
On the back of Mitchell Hannigan buying a $25.
Oh, that water bottle costs more than my meal.
Do I need to
no wonder
you?
He's rich.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
No, it's
you.
A gift. No,
what,
it's a gift.
What meal did you have? What was the theme of your meal?
I got the wings. They're good.
Did they have like a special name?
No.
That's us. It's coming.
They call the catfish cat like KAT because of Carl Anthony Towns. I can't remember what else he was telling me, but
there you go.
Oh man.
Texas says the snake bit pasta. Texas just says the Bobby V chicken parm.
That
no one wanted to eat. Bob was in a terrible spot where he bought Luke Hancock. He brought it in specially in the middle of COVID-19 for Luke Hancock, and it just sat there. And eventually, it got dumped. But he couldn't be mad at Luke.
Yeah, I remember opening the refrigerator and seeing all this parm just piled up. I think Ince may have been the only one that took it.
Texter says the Nick Valvano floor spaghetti.
The neck brace nachos. Oh, man.
To be fair, he did that in Arkansas, but, you know, he carries over.
Facts don't matter.
No, they don't.
Just trying to be funny. Yeah. Just trying to get jokes off.
Boy, that's good.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm jealous. I can't wait to go now.
This is actually funny. The chipper pole. The Katina Powell chipper pole.
I mean, Strebel, you'll spend at least $100 there.
I know.
Guaranteed.
I will.
God, it's so embarrassing. I know. You're going to take the picture and everything.
I'm going to do the whole thing, man. I'm going to do the whole thing. And not just because it is going to be funny, because I know what the reaction is going to be on social media.
You're not doing it for humor, Mitch.
I am.
Mitch is doing it for humor. You're doing it because you really want to do it.
No, I really want to go
different things.
No, I want to go there and experience it because I'm cracking up laughing.
Experience it. You act like you're going to Kings Island or something. Experience.
I'm dying laughing at just his narrative of what it was like going to like the stereotypical BBN people. There's no two X's because, of course, all these other things. I want to go and see. This I want to see these people in their natural habitat and like observe.
But you're one of them.
I know, but I'm not.
You're just in Jefferson County.
Yes, but the difference is like I feel like they go because like I got to go to Matt's bar.
It's a pilgrimage, you know? But you're doing the same thing. You're going to drive an hour and 20 minutes.
But I'm doing it for different reasons, I think.
Man, I don't know. I think you're doing it for the exact reason.
No, I think
I think you are. I think you're masking it. No, we'll make it content, but you're wanting to go.
I want to go because I think it'll be good content. 100%. I promise on that. I'm being 100%.
If Matt was in there, what would you do?
I'd be like, hey, what's up? And he would look at me and be like, okay, hi.
Would you introduce yourself to him?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to do an L down in front of where they do the radio show.
Because it'll
show.
Be funny because I know Cardman 57 will come back. Yeah,
you're doing it because you want to do it.
I do want to do it, but it'll also be funny.
Yes, the content is a byproduct, but it's not the main reason.
It is the main reason.
I don't know if it's the main reason.
I'll tell you the 100% truth. The content is the main reason. I promise you that. Don't you think that I would have gone before at some point? And if I really wanted to go to be a fan, I'd hide it from you all. I'd be like, I'm not hiding. I'm putting it out there. I want to go because I think it'll be funny.
Texas says Nikki DeBoot sink soup.
Nobody wants that.
Texas says the 6-inch sirloin.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
The Nikki DeBoo sink lemonade. The veto fingers.
I like those.
Oh, there's a bunch of these stupid things.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's great.
Oh man. I can't even read some of them.
Oh, it's over. Denmark wins. Well,
Russia did not go out and pray with them.
Or are they
after the game?
Is that what they're doing, or are they just doing
I don't know what they're doing.
They're looking at the cell phones. Yeah, look at the cell phones.
Texas says 90% because he loves KSR, 10% for content.
That's how
I feel.
It's not, but that's not it. I promise. I promise. I have a feud. That it's not really a feud, but that's not the reason why. It's because it'll be funny.
Texas says the Bowman bow tie pasta.
That's a good one.
Texas says Jamie's Twitter profile says he co-hosts the round of shots. Who's the guest tonight?
Well, there's no show.
Still no show. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have all that time too. Just think.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't have a show. On hiatus.
I can't read this one. Oh, I want to read this cheeseburger, but I guess I better not.
Oh, well.
Texas says, how are you going to explain the chips to the ceiling story to your young son?
I won't. He'll just see, it'll say chips to the ceiling, and if he doesn't ask me what it means, we'll just gloss over it and not bring it up. That's how.
Satterfield, South Carolina barbecue.
Damn right. the Boone County Buffet on Fridays. That's what you get.
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Show announcement next. Market was on the fitness market treadmill today. If it's rainy out, too hot, too cold, you know, get that home gym popping. Start that home gym. Add to that home gym. And they got everything there, including delivery, including assembly, including showing you exactly where to start that home gym in your home, whatever it may be. You know, they got you covered. They have the treadmill medic there as well. It's the fitness market. It's who we trust. Everything, or everyone, I should say, or just about everyone around the office, we got something from the fitness market. I have a Spirit treadmill from there. It's about 3 years old now, chugging along just fine. And whether it be treadmills, all the best brands, all the ellipticals, exercise bikes, electric bikes, rowing machines, and much, much more. A lot of weights, a lot of strength equipment as well. You know they got you covered, and they can work with any budget. 882-2694. Find them on Facebook, search The Fitness Market, or online, thefitnessmarket.com. Again, they can work with any budget. Financing is available, and they'll deliver. They'll hook you up. They got the two locations, Plant Side Drive, the other on Westport Road. They're loaded and ready to go to help you today. 882-2694. It's The Fitness Market, thefitnessmarket.com.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.